From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Planning Commission workshop and public hearing for the 2019 housing element have been rescheduled due to the number of scheduled agenda items. The Planning Commission workshop will be held Thursday, May 2nd, 6 p.m., or as soon thereafter as the matter can begin. The Planning Commission public workshop will be held in the Board of Supervisors chamber of the courthouse, 825 5th Street in Eureka. At the workshop, the Planning Commission will receive and discuss background information regarding the county's upcoming 2019 housing element update. The Planning Commission public hearing will be held Thursday, May 16th, 6 p.m., or as soon thereafter as the matter can get underway. For Virginia Bass and Mike Wilson, representatives for Humboldt County's 4th and 3rd districts, respectively, it's now a waiting game. After receiving the County Board of Supervisors nomination for an open seat on the Coastal Commission, they're waiting to hear back from the governor's office about their possible appointments. The governor had requested new candidates after saying he couldn't back those who had vied for the post earlier. There's no timeline on when the choice might be made. Representative Jared Huffman introducing legislation to guard communities against wildfires, provide local jobs, restore lands impaired by illegal marijuana growing, and protecting many of Northwest California's wild places and pristine streams. It's called the Northwest California Wilderness Recreation and Working Forests Act and includes new programs to increase, restore forests and fish habitat, stimulate local economies, and enhance recreational opportunities. The legislation would not limit hunting or fishing, close any legally open roads or trails, or affect access to or the use of private property. The wilderness designations and wild and scenic river designations do not impact existing rights and would not limit access. Not a problem here is what Humboldt County crab fishermen are saying about whale entanglements that are resulting in the closing of crab fishing season early. Those fishermen went before the County Board of Supervisors to complain, and the Redwood Times reports the supervisors unanimously agreed to support the local Dungeness crab fishery, approving a resolution the county will forward to the State Department of Fish and Wildlife in order to forge a path toward protecting the local fishing economy. Commercial crab fisheries have to shut down by April 15th, a major blow to the spring crabbing season, which lasts well into July. A woman in custody in Crescent City after police say she set a fire at her apartment complex. 31-year-old Leah Labrasca facing arson counts in connection to that blaze on the 500 block of Gary Street. When firefighters arrived, they saw flames coming from a second-floor apartment. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.